This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, school in a pandemic.
It was becoming too stressful. There was just too many fights, too many meltdowns.
A parent, her daughters, and their teacher share what they're going through. The health concerns, challenges with teaching and learning online, and never knowing what's coming next.
I'm not 100% here as a teacher. I'm not 100% at home. I just don't feel successful anywhere.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
The turnover of people in the Trump administration continues and again raises some troubling questions. The latest, President Trump firing the top cybersecurity official at the Department of Homeland Security, Christopher Krebs. It comes after Krebs, whose job it was to secure U.S. election systems, pushed back on false claims of fraud. William Brangham reports.
This new agency will ensure that we confront the full range of threats from nation states, cyber criminals, and other malicious actors, of which there are many.
In 2018, President Trump signed legislation to fund the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, known as CISA, within the Department of Homeland Security. Its goal: to protect critical infrastructure, including the nation's election systems. The president named cybersecurity expert Christopher Krebs to be its director. Krebs had been serving within DHS at the time. Last month, just days before the election, Krebs told the NewsHour that CISA had come a long way.
We've just made remarkable progress. The evidence supports that. The security of these systems has improved, but most importantly, the resilience of the system has dramatically improved.
The consensus among elections officials and agencies across the government is that despite ongoing threats of disinformation, foreign interference, plus the pandemic, the 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
Director Krebs deserves an enormous amount of credit for his efforts, for his leadership in this space.
Ben Hovland is chairman of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. He, too, was nominated by President Trump. Hovland's commission studies and helps disseminate election system best practices.
One of the things that makes working on election issues difficult from the national level is the decentralized nature of our elections. And Director Krebs, I think, did a great job empowering his team to recognize that the 50 states each run elections in their own unique way. And so it was important to listen, to hear what their needs were and try to provide that.
Dmitry Alperovich is a co-founder of the cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. He worked with Krebs to improve the capabilities of local election officials to detect and withstand cyber attacks.
Well, one of the things that Chris was very passionate about is getting instrumentation in state systems and local municipalities that are running actually these election systems so that we would know if they're being attacked by foreign actors or domestic actors. And we worked very hard in the private sector to help him gain that level of instrumentation so he would know, and the rest of the federal government would know if those systems are being attacked and would be able to respond accordingly.
Most Republicans on Capitol Hill chose not to comment on Krebs' firing, but a notable few were critical. Here's GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois on CNN.
Chris Krebs said the election was secure. That's his job to say that. His job is to make sure that they're defending the elections. And of course, that is counter to what the president is trying to say. So I think that all feeds into why he's out there. And, you know, there's like a loyalty purge going on in the last month in the White House.
And Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
It's a president's prerogative, but I think it just adds to the confusion and chaos. But we know that there were people that tried to influence the election. And the irony is we've really done a much better job in 2018 and 2020.
Many believe Krebs was fired because of his agency's continuing effort to push back on false claims and rumors surrounding the election, some of which were created or repeated by President Trump. To fight disinformation, CISA ran this website called Rumor Control, batting down myths and lies about things like computer hacking or duplicate ballots or compromised voter rolls. But it was this joint statement put out by CISA 6 days ago that seemed to seal his fate. It read, "The November 3rd election was the most secure in American history." And later, in bold, directly contradicting the president and his lawyers, it read, there is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. Last night, the president tweeted, "The recent statement by Chris Krebs on the security of the 2020 election was highly inaccurate. Therefore, effective immediately, Chris Krebs has been terminated."